This is All Things Considered on 90.9 WBUR. I'm Sasha Pfeiffer. Each year, like in most big cities, hundreds of people in Boston are shot or stabbed. Survivors often return to the neighborhoods where the violence happened, and sometimes they end up victims again. So some local hospitals, including Brigham and Women's, are now treating urban violence like a disease. Rather than just patching up victims and sending them home, they're treating gunshots and knife wounds as symptoms of a larger illness that can be managed and maybe even cured with the right treatment. At the Brigham, a central figure in this new approach is a man who's weary of attending funerals for people who died violently and much too young.
You know, you got somebody, you know, it's just people unstable. Some unstable dude, you know, wrong word, something was said, next thing you know, dude's trying to stab you.
Just about everywhere he goes in inner city Boston, David Crump can point out where someone was shot or knifed. On the Roxbury Street he's driving by now, a young employee at his own hospital was fatally stabbed last summer.
I always say all these kids are good kids, you know, God don't create ugly, you know what I mean? But he was truly, you know, one of those young men that I don't think he had ever been in a fight before, you know what I mean?
Crump is a former Boston street worker who now works for the Brigham's Violence Intervention and Prevention Program. It started about a year and a half ago and has since helped more than 100 victims of street violence. As soon as possible after they arrive at the hospital, Crump tries to offer them and their families whatever assistance they need.
Put the trauma love down on them, you know.
Trauma love?
I call it the trauma love.
One young Boston man who benefited from that now gets regular visits from Crump. Rashad is 24 years old and doesn't want to use his full name because he's afraid for his safety. He remembers clearly when he met Crump. It was when he woke up in the hospital in late 2011.
Like, he was telling me, like, basically, I know how it is, man. Like, I'm not here to seek information, or I'm just here to help you, man.
Rashad needed a huge amount of help at the time. He'd been shot twice just months apart. The first time, he was hit once. This time, it was worse.
I was getting out of my car, getting my son, picking my son out of the car. Then I got shot, like, multiple times.
14 times. He was in the hospital for more than a week. When he came to, Crump introduced himself and helped Rashad and his family get their lives back in order.
To his credit, I mean, you know, when he woke up, it's like, you know, he allowed me in his life, as in any young man that I work with or woman that I work with, to get allow me in their life. You know, he did.
Crump took walks with Rashad at the hospital, got his car out of an impound lot, helped him deal with health insurance complications and get physical therapy. He tries to change whatever it is in the lives of stabbing and shooting victims that may have contributed to that violence. Just as a diabetic might need insulin, maybe someone shot or stabbed needs a safer apartment or a job. Crump helped Rashad with both of those. And although Rashad didn't want professional therapy, Crump became his informal counselor.
I felt the love from him, like he cared. Because some people, you know, some people have jobs. Their job is to help you. That's one thing. And then some people go beyond their way just to help you, and that's love. So he showed me love. So I show it back to him in return, because it's only right.
When Crump isn't with former hospital patients, he's a frequent presence at the Brigham's emergency room and its trauma and surgery unit.
You notice it's a locked facility. We won't have their names on the board, you know, to preserve their identity.
He remembers one chaotic day when the trauma team was busy stabilizing a shooting victim. One of the patient's family members was sitting in a hospital room with blood all over her shirt.
So here comes in Dave, you know, like, hey, let's all kind of look at everything around, you know, let's get the blood off the lady, let's make sure she's got some food, she has children with her, you know, what is your plan in taking care of your child for the night, you know, what does it look like for daycare tomorrow, you know, just all these human things that continue to go on that typically I don't think that hospitals really thought about.
So before David, we really were almost flying blind, if you will.
Cheryl Ventola has been a nurse at the Brigham for 30 years. She says before Crump came on board, the medical staff knew very little about the street violence patients they treated or how to help them beyond stitching up their wounds.
It was a lack of information. You were in a void. So you just didn't feel like you were doing the best that you could for this person when they leave the hospital.
And Ventola says thanks to Crump's extensive connections in Boston's inner city neighborhoods, she and her coworkers are no longer as nervous with street violence patients and their visitors.
Well, the fear is retaliation for the patient. It's mainly all about keeping the patient safe. but we need to keep the staff safe.
And the fear that retaliation might play out here in the trauma ward?
Yeah, it could. We had one in particular time where David was helpful, where there were two shootings, and because he had those resources externally, could provide us with information, and the information was, let's keep them on separate floors because if the two groups of visitors come, they might get into it.
Crump also helps doctors and nurses understand why some young people get caught up in guns.
It could be that 21-year-old guy that has lived a great life and is a good kid, but he just lost his best friend and got his brains blown out on him. Now he feels like, am I a target? Do I need to protect myself?
The nursing director of the Brigham's trauma program, Matt Quinn, says medical personnel can't always do for victims of violence what Crump can.
We see patients in small segments, right? A couple days, 3 days. There's not a tremendous amount of time to build up trust. And on some of those cases, David's able to come in and sort of help bridge that gap.
Quinn also says Crump has shown the hospital staff how to treat the entire cycle of violence.
Just like with any disease, as a hospital, we want to make sure that patients go home prepared to be successful at home. Mm-hmm. Whether it's heart disease, lung disease, whether you're a victim of violence, you know, having David sort of follow people into the community means that they have a better chance of being successful upon discharge.
That's certainly been the case for Rashad, the young man ambushed as he was getting out of his car.
People get shot one time and they don't make it. I got shot multiple times, so just makes you appreciate or value more about life, like what's really important in life.
He's committed to living life his way, and that way is good. He's a good father. He's a good spouse. Treats her with respect. I mean, he's a model man, you know? That's not an easy task coming from death's door. I'm just thankful that he allowed me in his life. He knew where he wanted to go. So all I had to do was be there.
The Brigham says it's hard to measure the success rate of the Violence Intervention and Prevention Program. Not all victims of violence want help. Out of the 163 patients referred to Crump since the program started, 115 have agreed to work with him. Of those, only 3 have returned to the hospital with violence-related injuries. This story was produced by WBUR's Lynn Joliker.